This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Voters hoping to unseat State Senator Kevin Priola will need more than 18,000 valid signatures to force a recall election. Priola announced last week that he's become a Democrat after being elected multiple times as a Republican. Redistricting drew Priola into a more conservative-leaning seat, and the state has ruled that recall signatures must come from inside the district's current boundaries. Monte Vista in the San Luis Valley is receiving federal help to grow its outdoor recreation economy. KRCC's Eli Janes reports.
The town is one of 25 small communities across the country picked to join the federal program. It will give planning assistance to help grow the local outdoors economy, though it doesn't provide funding. Mick Daniel runs the nonprofit San Luis Valley Great Outdoors. He says building up the outdoor economy is key to Monte Vista's growth.
In the San Luis Valley, you know, I've heard every economic development scheme at this point that could happen. And what if it was just as simple as a trail in a community?
Daniel hopes to build better trails in town and provide access to the Rio Grande River to make Monte Vista more of a destination for visitors looking to get outside. Eli Janes, KRCC News.
A Democratic-aligned group has accused a Republican state senator of not living in the district where he's running. That would violate state election laws. Dennis Heisey is trying to win a seat based in Colorado Springs, but the group took pictures of him at his family's home in Fountain and are arguing he never moved. Heisey said he continues to spend time at the Fountain home, but primarily resides in Colorado Springs. In Colorado Springs, it's 85 degrees right now. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.